Hi, my name is Denisha. Also go by Viva Monet.
Hi, my name is Tiara, aka Sweet Tea.
I'm Vari, aka Vari.
And welcome to The Cake.
The cake.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Cake Podcast. This is episode 3. We're bringing it back to you. We have a special guest today, our dear friend, Taylor. We knew her from Bowling Green State University. She's out here in LA, too. She just recently moved out here. Welcome, Taylor.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to have you.
We were so happy to see you over the, well, yeah, we all seen you over the weekend. We were out of town in Vegas and actually, we didn't see you in Vegas. We saw you in L.A. We saw you in L.A. And it was a really great time reconnecting. So let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So first, I wanted to start by letting everyone know that we did create our social media handles. Soon we'll be asking everyone if they can like email into us, write into us, let us know what you think about our episodes. Let us know if you have any feedback, if you have any questions, things you would like for us to talk about. We like to hear your feedback just so we can know, you know, what you all want to hear. So I want to have everyone else introduce the handle. So when y'all ready, y'all can just say with the, because I don't know the Instagram by heart. And the,
so
you know.
The email that you can write into is thecakepodcast@gmail.com.
And if you would like to follow us on Instagram, it's the Cake Podcast. There's no spaces, all lowercase, the Cake Podcast.
So professional.
I just had to clarify.
That sounds really good. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get into our recap of last episode. So last episode, we talked about a plethora of things. We all know that at the time, well, and currently, the R. Kelly was going on. So I just wanted to open the dialogue to see if there was anybody who had any closing remarks on it before we kind of move on from last week's topic. Because, you know, everything was just happening last week. So sometimes as things are still developing, we might have something else that we want to add to the story or add about what we feel about it. So does anybody have anything they want to add?
Well, he was dropped from his label, so
reportedly, I thought everything was just like froze.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, they don't want to, like, just because there's so much going on, they don't want to pretty much like do anything with him.
But I will say, though, like, even though I'm never, ever, ever, ever condoning any of his behavior, I think it's wrong. Wrong is wrong. I do question why now. Like, this stuff has been going on since the 90s or just whenever. You know, like, when people, why didn't people start questioning it before? And I know that, you know, everything has to happen over time gradually and then everybody just catch on, like, oh, yeah, this is wrong. But, like, people have been making jokes, been talking about it. So, like, why now are we so serious about it? You know what I mean? I don't have the answer to that, but I think it's important to question, like, why now, I guess.
I think it's because no one really had proof. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the proof now. Mm-hmm. Like, everything just came out in the open. Sure. Like, before, it was, like, all hearsay. Mm-hmm. But now that we've seen a whole show about it and it was live, like,
but
you know.
But it's interesting because it wasn't really hearsay. Like, the whole situation about him, like, peeing on the girl, that was never
She denied it. So what can you do with the case if somebody denies it? So I guess like the other girl that was in the tape or whatever, she finally said something. And like she was saying, like you have to have courage and stuff and like have the strength to even tell people what happened to you.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You gotta be ready to even admit that to yourself. Yeah. And then like she has a whole like family now, like she has kids and stuff, so she got to be ready to immerse them into the world.
That's true. I guess when you are on the outside looking, I guess you don't really think about all the complex variables.
She was talking about,
like, why?
She was talking about. She did an interview at the Red Table with Jada, and she was talking about how like her mom kind of denies it now. Like she denies she doesn't want her mom to blame herself, but mm-hmm. her mom kind of like had to get a grip of like she kind of played a part in it.
Yeah. And I think that's something that we said, because I, you know, even though watching the story, you know, you still look at R. Kelly like why, like you're wrong. But I also was thinking about too, like, okay, so nobody questioned why this grown man who, I guess he did have kids, but like his kids didn't go to the school, was coming to the school, picking up kids. Like, nobody questioned that. Like,
his kids, why are you here? I don't think his kids were born during that time.
That's what I'm saying. So nobody questioned, like, why are you here? Like, why do you keep coming up here? What are you doing?
Everybody knew why he was there.
Okay, so don't y'all think they're like equally, not equally, but partially responsible for like how everything played out?
I think it's a lot of people that are responsible. Mm-hmm. Like everybody who was around him, look, the people at the school, his family, like
the people that
was so many people that was condoning it. Yeah,
I agree. So
and
don't you?
Forged documents and still lying and threatening people and.
Mm-hmm.
Cause the girl, this was another girl, like the most recent girl that's still with him. She said like he threatened her.
Wow, and that's and I guess you don't think about that too, cause like if you're in fear, hold on, what's that noise? But I guess if you're in fear of your life, then you don't want to put you your family in danger, especially like say if you're being threatened or somebody's threatening your family. I guess you're more. You're probably gonna try to like hide it or not talk about it out of fear, because mm-hmm. fear is like a number one controller. I mean, that's how mm-hmm. a lot of things, a lot of people get controlled through fear. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
And like we said before, the girls couldn't come forward because like he paid them off.
Mm-hmm.
So but once you sign that contract, it's what it is.
That's crazy. Yeah. Okay, well, I think we're on to other news. So we're giving an update about, you know, the government being shut down. It's been 3 weeks now. That's something that we talked about last week. So does anybody have anything to say about that? Because I think it's trash, you know. People are being forced or trying to be forced to go back to work without pay.
It's so sad. I just can't believe they could just let things happen like this. Like, and then there was rumors saying that Obama shut down the government, you know, when he was in office. But I don't really know to what truth that is, and I don't really know why. But
I don't remember that.
I mean, either. Don't quote me on it. But when I was reading like comments, they were saying that Obama might have shut down government for. But I don't think it was to this extent.
No.
Mm-mm. But it was for something that was meaningful. Yeah. Let's look it up. Let's look up the facts. Because we're factual here.
I just can't believe we can just let something like this even occur. Like, not even just the government being shut down, like kids being killed in custody. Kids getting separated from their parents, not like it's just a lot. Just
everything,
you know?
That's been going on over time.
Yeah, like, you know, and from what I can understand is Bill Clinton got impeached for having an affair. I don't know if there was more than that.
That's he almost got impeached.
I thought he did get impeached. I thought it was because he had an affair.
Or did he step down?
You might have.
No. I think he just got a lot of backlash. Yeah. Like, he had to apologize, like, publicly mm-hmm. and everything.
Like, he almost got impeached.
So, I just can't believe, you know, this guy can do so much. And, you know, he could say, grab her by the pussy, and everything's fine. You know, just,
right.
There's just so much that he's done. And I'm like, wow, like, you guys just keep giving him chances. And
was it a 72? Uh-huh.
It's comical. Like, it's very comical. It's sad, but it's comical.
I wouldn't even say comical. I just think it's bullcrap.
I mean,
but
when you think about it.
Have to do with something to do with like healthcare or like something more meaningful?
Yeah, it was October 1st to the 17th of 2013.
Okay. Like, I was trying to look for facts, but I didn't want to just read, you know, anything that was hearsay. But can you elaborate on that, T?
I'm just looking at it. Hold on, I'm trying to read it.
Okay.
It doesn't really I'm really not looking on like a credible source, but okay. It just says it's about basically Obamacare.
Okay, but and it's also funny that I think it's funny that I don't know if anybody ever seen that video when people were like, somebody was asking, people were like, do you believe in Obamacare? And they were like, no. And stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
But then, they were like, do you believe in the Affordable Care Act? Something like that. And they're like, yes, we do believe in that. We're like, you dummy, it's the same freaking thing. that just shows the ignorance of them, man. It's crazy. Like, that right there is comical. Because, like, y'all are really some dummies. Like,
but that's what I was thinking. Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, people are supporting this guy. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, wow, you guys are just silly. Like,
well, the thing is I think that some of the people who did support him at one point in time are now like, oh my gosh, like, what do we do? Some of them, I think some of them, because I don't know, it's just not. I think you can tell a shift from what it was when he first got elected, when people were like, yeah, you know, to now where I think it's a little bit more hushed. Because I think they're like salty in private, like, dang, like, he really is messing up. Like, don't nobody else feel that?
No. I feel like a couple, like, Caitlyn Jenner came out kind of like, which I already thought she was like, or whatever. I thought she was just like stupid for even following him in the first place. Mm-hmm. But now she's trying to like come back with, like, when he was trying to do that whole thing with like trans people. Like, it's like he just does not, I don't know, he just does not care. And he tries to create like so much chaos. Mm-hmm. Around so many other things so he can like go behind and sign other laws that no one's like really paying attention to. So it's, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just think it's kind of messed up, just everything, just in general. So no, it's
for sure.
It's just draining. Like, it is. You want to be informed, but then it's like, do I really want to hear about this every day?
Exactly.
Like, it's always something.
It's like, you want to say disconnected, because you can become so consumed in the craziness that you completely just don't focus on what's really important to you. Because really, I mean, this is all important, but it's like, it can wreak havoc on, like, it can make you stressed. Like, that's not good for my mental health at this point. Like, no, stop. So I think, yeah, but that's the update, I guess, or our updating opinions about the bullcrap that's going on in the United States of the KKK. And, oh my gosh, can we please just start over, please?
Yeah, we just need to throw the whole country away.
Just throw it away, burn it.
Okay. All of us need to have our passports, because when we're ready to go, we need to go.
Okay, I'm looking into it now. I should have had it a couple years ago. Okay,
we need, everybody needs to get their passports.
Yeah, let's get ready. We might have to go to Wakanda.
If you get on a plane, treats going to Wakanda, I might want to get off. Cause
why?
I don't know. Wakanda. If I get on a flight going to Wakanda, it's a trap.
You're like, surprise, mother. Period. You are now trapped. Oh man,
dang, all of us gonna be there, right?
Just saying, I thought it was real. Just, you are now back in slavery.
Right.
Oh, I would. I just throw me off the boat.
Right. She said, I'm not doing this shit again.
Oh, I done heard all the horror stories.
Right.
I'll pass. I'm good.
She said, either that or we going to change the story. Mm-mm. Listen, we going to go out fighting. I think that it would be a little war if they ever try to do that.
But, oh, yeah.
Anywho, because I'm really surprised. Okay. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I really went back when everything was going down, when he was, you know, running for president and, you know, people were supporting him, things like that. I really thought that there was going to be like a war within our country against, like,
really?
Yes. Like, nobody else thought that?
No. I thought it was, like, a joke the whole time. That's what I thought.
I did too. I was like, he is never going to make it.
You know,
like,
what? I knew it wasn't a joke, because I always go back to the story. I remember when I was in Bowling Green, and one time, one time I was leaving a friend's apartment. I don't know if I've told this story before. Leaving a friend's apartment, and I was pulling out actually of Falcons Point, and across the street there were these two kids with this Trump sign, and they were like pointing at me at the car, and was like putting their ears out like they were monkeys, and was like, yeah, you monkey, shit like that. And it's like, wow. Yeah. And I'm so emotional, but I teared up. I was like, wow, these kids are being taught this stuff. Like, it's not like you know, it's just the adults are just keeping this ugly mindset. They're teaching their generations and generations to mm-hmm. repeat this behavior. Mm-hmm. And it's like, will we ever come out of it? And it's scary because I was telling someone, you know, recently, like, I fear raising, if I have a black son, like, I fear that. Like, I don't want to have to teach my son that you have to do this and do that. You have to basically mute yourself. You don't have a voice, or you have to do this and this and that just to comply with someone who doesn't like you because of the color of your skin. And it's really, really, it's frightening and it's annoying and it's crazy. And it's so many emotions that you can feel about it. But all in the sum of, it's fucked up. And I wish that there was more that we could do about it, you know?
Yes. It makes it hard for people, and I mean, black families in general, to bring kids. I mean, like, black people, we have to do so much mm-hmm. to be on the same level as a white person. Yes. Like, we have to go above and beyond just and to even get respect.
Right.
Like, seriously, because it's all gone. Like, you, mm-hmm. you either have to be, like, man, you just got to be Oprah. Like, I don't know, because, like, the Obamas did everything right. Or not to say everything right, but they did everything.
People love
class
mm-hmm.
and respect, and you know.
But that's who we've always with all been, of that. Though.
And they got so much backlash.
Yep.
And it's just like, wow, like a family with so much class and integrity and respect just goes up there and supports this country, and you guys give them so much backlash. Like, it's crazy. Like, just raising children
no,
in general. Like,
they secretly, to teach them, they secretly hate them because they're flawless. How about that? That's true.
That's yeah. true. But they secretly hate us, but then they can do whatever they want to us. Mm-hmm. You know, they could throw us in jail. They could say this or they could say that. And they're right because they're white,
look,
you know?
Like,
and it's crazy. It really is. And it's, but I feel like some of us are starting to catch on, I guess. And so that moves us kind of into one of our next points. I'm kind of skipping over one. We're going to come back to that one. But so when we were on our trip and we went to LA, there was this guy who like came up to us.
Oh, Lord.
And I really wish Kiara was here.
If Kiara was here.
I know. I wish she could just like come on. But there was this guy who basically inserted himself in our conversation. We were having
literally.
A great girl's talk.
He was like, hey, guys.
We were like, bye.
I did not move my chair.
Right? You did it. And we had to get chairs too. Like, just excuse me. No.
Taylor kept him going.
She did. I know. Well, low-key, though, I wanted to hear what he really had to say because Kiara was already like, yeah, he's a hotep. Like, we don't like him. No. She told us, like, what he had did the night before, how he, like, came up to her and, like, talking about some who is you. And she was like, well, who
but
is
no,
you?
No, you have to explain what a hotep is because I didn't know what it was because in my rites of passage, we actually use that word, and it means peace. Oh. So I was confused. Y'all was saying
so.
That.
Ooh, there we go. Look at Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, I was gonna say so. Hotep, it does mean peace. It has become like a slang term for like somebody who like a dude who's narcissistic, whatever. So it's like. I don't know. It's like, did we put that slang term? I started thinking about this like after we had that conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm like, did we put that slang term on it? Or did somebody from the outside say, oh, this word means peace to them and we're going to take it and rearrange it and make it mean something bad? So I was thinking about that after we had that conversation.
Dang,
I was
you
like,
dang. Said something. You should like, have said something. Because I never really like looked it up. I just, you know how you just kind of assume
the
definition of a word?
Mm-hmm. When we got on the plane, I'm like, Kiara, why do you keep saying that? And so she was like, Kiara, look it up. And I'm like, look at the first
you
definition.
You said I did.
Like, look at the first definition. That is not what that means.
I wish you could, like, look up this video that was talking about it. Because there is a couple different, like, meanings on here. But mostly I keep saying it says peace. So, because it says that Hotep is used as a greeting among many Afrocentrists. I don't know if I said that right. Afrocentrists themselves are sometimes called hoteps. Usually, okay. Let me see. Let me keep going.
So I kind of feel like somebody said, like, oh, okay, he a hoe.
Yeah,
that could have been.
See,
that's really
see, that's what I thought it, and see, that's what I thought of when I heard it.
Let's just say that
I would have never known that it meant peace.
Well, let's just say that this person, first of all, he had a different outlook on life. Well, he did talk about a couple things that I will agree, me and Taylor will agree, and I think everyone will agree that was kind of valid points as far as, well, first of all, he inserted himself by talking so much about his company and everything, but we won't talk about that.
He asked him one question, and he...
Girl, he was... He
went on a rant.
People love talking about themselves.
How he made it happen.
People love talking about themselves. I was like, are you trying to hire us or something?
Like, right. Like,
this nigga you hired?
But right, I thought, man, I thought he was doing a presentation. Like, we got invited to his seminar.
Like, okay. For real though, but literally, and he was like, but really though, he was like, y'all should be happy to be in my presence. Like,
oh, that's what it was, like, a PowerPoint.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm pressing the background.
Just okay. You can leave now, but you know, it's cool, whatever. But one thing that, like I said, he was talking about was group economics and how it's not really, well, it's not really exercise. I actually don't really remember, but he said, I'm going to bring up a few points that he talked about, and then we can kind of talk about them ourselves. But like group economics, which like a lot of other ethnicities and races, a lot of other, let me say this, let me word this correctly, because I can't be using words loosely. Other cultures use, that's the right word, right, y'all? Okay, anyway, other cultures, they basically spend within their own community, and that's how they can create such like wealth within their community and continual advancement, I'll say that. And basically, like, us as African Americans, I will say that we don't necessarily do that. Does anybody have any thoughts about that, or how do you feel about group economics?
That was part of the reason why I did, like, I did, that was the one thing I did, like about the conversation. Everything right, else was just, why? But I do agree with him on that, because I have been having this conversation, like, with my parents, like, just everybody, how... our community, like, we haven't had the chance to actually do that, and like now we can like focus on stuff like that. So it's like, okay, we're looking at these other cultures and how like they are building generational wealth, how they're actually building wealth within their communities, and how we can take that. But I don't know, I just feel like we are so far behind, and that was what I was trying to explain to him. Like, you know, you want to spend money or want to like support Black business all the time, but sometimes you feel like you can't, because as far as like a business mindset, we just haven't been able to grow up with that, so we're all still learning, like, together.
And figuring it out.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like it comes from like we don't know our home, like we don't have like a home, like,
yes,
you know, black people are from all over the world, like there's so many like small neighborhoods, you know, like we're from Dayton, you know, if we were to do something we would want to bring it back to Dayton, and, you know, Taylor's from Toledo. Or, no, you're not from Toledo, are you? Okay, so, yeah, so you're from Toledo.
Oh, I thought you were from Cleveland.
I was going to say Cleveland.
She do have a Cleveland vibe, though, y'all. She do. Okay.
You know, she would want to bring stuff back to Toledo. So it's like we have so many different homes, or, you know, like where we're from. You know, whereas people from other countries, they can go back to that country.
That's what
you
I was know, gonna say.
And I think it's kind of hard to do that, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think it goes back to just us being stripped of everything we knew and not really having, like you said, those roots. Because I feel like if we did have those roots, like we did have somewhere like that,
we would know.
That we would know. Because right now, we don't really, I mean, we have where we're from, as in like cities and states or whatever, but like we don't have like a really prideful area that we can say this is ours, that we can continue to grow and create community and rebuild. You know what I mean? Other countries are trying to help develop them, their people and their families, and just so they can be better. But we're all here and we're trying to like live this American life that
wasn't even meant for us.
Yeah, it wasn't even meant for us. They stripped
and
us
it's not
up
like
our,
we can,
everything.
You know, source things to Africa, because Africans don't even mess with
that's
African
real
Americans,
and that's
so.
Real. And because I don't, and I think it's just about they don't really understand our side of the story, and that's why. Oh my gosh, this is like so off topic, but that's why I really, 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 really like Black Panther, because they really kind of highlighted that, like how there was just such a disconnect between, you know, those in America and then those in Africa. I was like, they were right on the head with that. Like, oh my gosh. But anywho, so yeah, it goes back to that. And I feel like I think that we need to make that not just group economics, but unity and togetherness like a theme within the community, because we're so divided, you know?
And it's even divided against people from different, you know, cities, you know, like when they go and we rep where we from, you know, it's like even if I wanted to support somebody who lived in another, like, a whole from another side of the country or their side of the world, I'm like, I don't know them. Like, they ain't my home. That's not my people. Like, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of hard. Like, people are so prideful. It's going to be hard to, like, break that down for everyone, for a lot of people, a lot of Black people.
But, okay, that goes into something, a whole nother.
Come on, T. What?
No, because I'm just thinking about, because we never had anything, like, we lived on somebody else's land. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, we never had anything.
Well, let's be.
So, once you have something, like, all right, this is mine.
Well, some of us are from here. They just kind of, like, kicked us out, you know? So, some of us are. The people who really weren't from here were them people, the thieves themselves. Now, I definitely see what you're saying, but I'm saying, like, some people actually did have their own soil, their own everything here. Because some of us are Native American or, you know, what? I don't know if that's the correct word.
Girl, we just mixed, okay? We mixed everything.
Well, true. But I'm saying, like, some of them started here on this land. And then they came over here and was like, oh, yeah, I come for this. No, you freaking didn't. And tried to make it theirs. And it's like, all right, well, you just stealing everything, calling it your own. It's like, oh no, it's just not right, you know. But I guess that's history. We can't really change that. So
I think that's why we're just all screwed over, you know. We want to have group economics, but
I feel something different in our generation.
Let's talk about it.
I do.
I don't know about the next generation coming up, but like I feel something.
You said I don't know about the ones coming up.
I don't. I truly don't, because they're just in social media. Not that we aren't either, but I feel like I was talking to my friend about this a couple of years ago, and his mom was like, our generation is this generation that's like, oh, let me help them. And I'm like, that is so true. If you listen to any one of like my friends or like people that I went to school with, it's always like, let me help. I want to be a doctor because I want to help the people that don't have money, or I want to do this because I want to help the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I don't see that for the younger generation. They just so consumed with themselves. Mm-hmm.
But will you too admit that at one point in time when you were when you were in a little box, you know, when you were in that box of
you
always thought that
I was not like that.
Okay,
I wanted to be a doctor because I wanted to help the kids. I wanted the same interaction that I had with my doctor, I wanted with kids.
Okay. Was your doctor black?
My doctor was
curious.
She was Middle Eastern.
Oh, okay. I had a Middle Eastern man too.
Yeah.
I think I did too.
It was a lady.
Yeah, I did too.
She was a lady. I forget her name. My mom still remember her name. She lives in California now.
Oh, what part?
Wait, your doctor was Dr. Shaw? My doctor was Dr. Shaw.
Hey, everybody had Dr. Shaw. My mama had Dr. Shaw. Okay. I don't know if he's still there, you know.
I don't know if anyone's alive anymore.
I think
you talk about the doctor on Facebook?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to go to him when I was
Everybody used to go to Dr. Shaw. Taylor, you used to go to Dr. Shaw too?
Or just yeah, girl.
But no, it was okay, so Dr. Shaw had a lady.
She did where he didn't like did have a lady. Her. Yeah, he did have a lady.
I loved that lady. I only went to her once on Wednesday so I could go to the lady.
How you get sick automatically?
Everything that I did, I had to make sure she was there.
Oh my gosh. So he was like, is she gonna be there? I'm sick.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Like, no, we gotta wait till this day. Or maybe she didn't work on Wednesdays. So I didn't go on Wednesday. So whenever I would go, it would be the days that she
I always went with Dr. I think one time I went with her and I was like, I don't want to go back to her no more.
Loved her.
I like Dr. Shaw. I liked all the noises he made. I don't know, like the way his voice, his tone, like it was kind of weird.
Only thing I didn't like about Dr. Shaw though, he used to tell me.
Was that waiting room?
Oh, heck yeah. I feel like he used to be in there forever. I'm like, dang, like I'm ready to get up out of here. Why gotta be here? And then he gonna come on there for 5 minutes, do the stuff, right, and then go. You're like, okay. So you could just tell me to come at this time when you was ready. But anywho, we just kind of went off on a tangent.
Right.
So let's bring it on back. Okay. So in talking about, you know, group economics, unity and everything, we, you know, I think at one point in time there was a divide between different people and thinking about skin color, but I feel like now that we are starting to overcome that, we're seeing that that is so superficial. But something that I'm noticing now in our community that there is a kind of a divide between men and women. Would you all agree? Like black men and black women.
In a way, yes. In a way, yes. But mm-hmm. I don't think it was done like, I think we may be feeding into mm-hmm. it, but I don't think we were the ones who.
Can you repeat?
I don't know. Like,
repeat the question?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you think that there's a divide between black men and women, like in our society right now?
I feel like there used to be. I think it's getting a little bit better now, but.
And I would say I thought it used to be more together back then.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that too.
I don't. It would degree, like, because when I think about, I don't know, I think I'm thinking about power couples.
Uh-oh, hold on.
Huh? Kaya, like, My Neck, My Back, ain't that her name?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how she come back, like, how she was, like, coming back, well, she came back with, like, videos or whatever, but it's just, like, or even when she was on this rap show, I remember, like, a long time ago, and she was, like, using her old raps, and it was, like, you can't do that.
Like, try again.
Like, she can't repeat her old raps, like, she need to come out with something new type yeah. thing. But maybe she just wanted to hold on to those, like, she like, I created these songs, that's it, like, I don't want to
try again.
Yeah, try again for real. But I don't know, maybe I don't know.
I don't rap,
because some artists, but okay, so I can appreciate artists who don't feel the need to. Okay, I like when artists continue to create, but I like when artists realize that they've reached their limit of mm-hmm. what they want to put out, because sometimes it becomes redundant. Like, not to say sound negative, but like Future, I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of his music sounds the same, and it's like, okay, well, why do you keep putting out the same thing? Like, can you get more creative? Like, if you feel like you can't bring anything more creative to the table, then like,
you're done,
because like, try again. And that's real. That was good. We should make that like a new side effect or something. Say it again, let's see, try it again. Can you do it again?
You're done.
All right, and you heard it here, you heard it now, and that was that one. Okay. But yeah, it's like, I don't know. So I can appreciate when artists can be like, okay, either I'm going to create something that's new and improved, or just basically continuing to recreate their sound, because a lot of people, they don't think about recreating their sound. I think that is so important. Not even just sound, but sometimes you have to recreate yourself and rebrand yourself and like just stay innovative, because mm-hmm. everything after a while becomes like stale water, and it's just like, okay, so.
I haven't listened to it yet, but
NDIRE
has a new song.
I know, yeah. I saw that. I did see that. I didn't get to listen to it yet.
I'm sure. I love her.
Me yeah. too. I am not my head. That's not her only song, but that's just the one that came to mind.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like refreshing to know we have someone that is true to their self.
Yeah.
Like her, yeah.
Yes.
She really is.
Or like, who else do I think about? I think about Floetry. Oh, like, that's Selena music.
Don't get me started,
like,
now.
Yes.
That's my neo soulness, okay?
But not even Floetry separated.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
But there were, and but
like the Floetry, like, I'd be like,
but it's crazy. Did you know that? Do you know who Amanda Seales is?
Mm-hmm.
So she used to be a part of Floetry.
What?
Yep.
Wait, for
she
real?
She used to be a part of Subculture. Yep, for real. Back in the day, and then they separated, or she left. She's in her like 40s, I believe.
What?
Mm-hmm. Okay, she might not be in her 40s. She might be in her late 30s.
Hold on. Hold on.
What? Yeah, let's look it up. Let's not create false news here. But she talked about, like, in one of her interviews about her being in Subculture. Yep.
Oh yeah, she's 37.
Okay, see. Mm-hmm. But you can think, just the way she talks, though, you can tell she's like super, I don't know, not old. I'm not going to say she's old, because she's not. She's just more seasoned.
I know.
She's been around for a while. She's very opinionated, too, and people mm-hmm. sometimes find it problematic. I also listen to her podcast. Love her podcast sometimes. Sometimes I pick certain topics that I want to listen to, but she's like very informative about the things she chooses to talk about. She was also in Insecure. She's not here in the building. I'm acting like she's about to come on to the show. But I don't know. I like Amanda Seales, and I like the different topics she talks about too in her podcast. So if you haven't already, y'all should check it out. It's pretty dope to me, at least. So, but yeah, she used to be a part of Floetry. Let's see when.
That is crazy.
Nobody knew that. But the thing is, like, let me see. It's not something that was super out there, because the people who we know to be in Floetry was Marsha Ambrosius. Mm-hmm. And then the other lady, I don't know her name.
I'm weak. We all just know Marsha Ambrosius. That's who I knew too.
And the Floetry.
Oh, okay, yeah, the Floetry. Okay, there you go. But for some reason, when you say the Floetry, I think of their album that was called. Never mind. It's okay.
Yeah. Unless that was her album. That was for her. But I remember this album my mom used to listen to, and she was on the front. And she was like, ball. And she was like,
oh, I know what you're talking about.
Did and everybody like, mama had an album?
Probably. Just on, like Erykah too. Badu.
Or like Kim.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was like, mom, I cannot take it anymore.
Shoot, Music Soul Child.
Yes. Well, I could dig her.
I love Music
Soul Child. And Mary J. Blige.
I can't keep listening to Mary J. Blige. I get tired.
What?
I don't know why. Like,
I love Mary.
I like Mary, but Evans? I can't. I do like Faith Evans. I remember when Missy Elliott and them was out, like with it was just some great music in the '90s, and
it was
just pure music in general is just so bomb.
Baby,
you got love. Don't y'all wish y'all was adults in like the '90s, low key though?
Yes.
Like,
I do, but sometimes I do for certain parts of it. Yeah. But then sometimes I really like our, I like our generation.
I agree. Do y'all? Well, if there was one era you could go back and flip back in between, what would you choose?
Honestly, I already know what I would choose, but if I could deal without the racism, like
you go back to the '60s,
yes,
that is so surprising.
Like those skirts and like being in a diner, like that was so fun.
Going to speakeasies and all that.
Yes, I love like Hairspray and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Wow,
I'm trying to think of what I would do.
That makes sense.
I feel like I would do 90s. I feel like 90s and 70s.
I can definitely see you doing a 70s hair.
Yeah, I can
for sure. 70s is super,
too.
Like, what's the word? Groovy.
Yes. Just like free spirit. Like,
yes.
I can see her, like, being in a Black Panther.
Yes.
I could, too.
Oh, my
God. I definitely could, too.
That's
and I, well, first of all, I keep, every time I think about, well, when you said the 70s, I think about that. What was that vision board that you did? Mm-hmm. Y'all, well, your group did. Man, it was so freaking dope. We were in the same major. I was like, wow, like, it looks so good. It was, wasn't it like a man with an afro or something like that? And like, it was just so. I just remember colors and like the background. It was just dope. It was
I think it was me. It was me, Joy, mm-hmm. and Renee. Yes.
Yeah. All three dope people. All three dope people.
We gotta get Joy on here.
I know we should. We should. You know what? She could have been on the one today, but it's cool. We have to get her on here. And Taylor, you have to come back too, because
I will.
Have more
I will.
To talk about, of course.
And she was so quiet, actually.
She was.
Honestly.
I was surprised. I was like,
yeah, me too. Me too.
I usually am.
She was so comfortable with us on a trip too.
Well, yeah, because Taylor's just cool people.
I like to observe first.
Mm-hmm. But you did not observe. Not even the trip.
I didn't.
So on the trip.
But see, so if it's somebody there that I'm comfortable with, I'll be fine. But okay. If I'm like meeting a bunch of new people, I have to sit back first. Then I can be like comfortable and talk or whatever.
That's
but like I knew Denisha, I knew you, I knew Bart, so it was like I was able to just be like, okay, I could just be myself. Mm-hmm. I ain't gotta
anything
so
right
funny.
Now
she kept saying your name and I'm like, I do not know that girl. And then she said something and I'm like, oh, Taylor with the hair.
Taylor's hair be popping, okay? She be having the best twist outs and stuff. I'll be like, yes. Okay, her hair is always on fleek. And the thing
I didn't
is,
even
Taylor,
make the connection. Like, I've never heard somebody say your full name. So I was just
that's
like,
so funny.
But let me just take a minute to appreciate, because Taylor be hooking her hair up. Like,
I know.
Mean, Taylor is so multi-talented. Like,
sometimes.
She's just,
No, I'm just
Don't make me come through this. Don't make me come through my speaker, okay? Because I will put you in a headlock and break out my karate, okay? No, but Taylor is just such a dope person. Like, oh, she's always been, you. Okay, let me just be real. Like, Taylor is just such an inspiration to me. I tell her this all the time, but, like, even just her drive and, like, how she just chases after her dreams, mm-hmm. it's really inspiring. I love it. And I just want to take the moment to just say, keep doing that and
thank
being
you.
Passionate and chasing and... It's gonna all pay off in the way that you want, and it already is. It already but is.
But y'all both got like balls. Like y'all got a hella courage.
Yeah, Denisha, don't just put it on me. Girl, we miles away from what we know. Yeah.
Thousands.
It's funny because at first, like when you first do it, you're like, dang, like I really just did this.
Yeah.
It's so like many. Shock. I look, you think we should have a whole episode talking about like moving.
Yeah.
It really takes a toll on your mind, your body. So, like, you become not a different person, but it's a new evolution of like you because it's stripping yourself away from your comfort zone. It really is. And
it is.
I don't know. We should definitely talk about that one day too. So
that's maybe a good one.
Too. Yeah, for sure. Because I'm sure that. What'd you say?
I said educate me.
Well, it's not even education. It's about just like reflecting on like.
But like
the journey, I guess.
I don't.
It's still
like
a journey.
I'm such a planner that I'm like, no, like I need to plan to move. I need to plan to even find a job. I need to plan all this stuff. So. I feel like I have to do things in steps. So I'm not in my step yet to go.
I think too, Tier, I think that's something that we realized too. And even when we had that talk after Friday night, Tier, you're a lot, like, you're just not as, you can be spontaneous. I mean, you already say you do all your spontaneous activities when you're with me. But, you know, I'm not really that spontaneous. I mean, I am, but I'm not. But, like, I think it just has to do with too, like some people just can adapt to change quicker too, and they don't need as much time to like, I mean, we all need time to process what that change looks like, but there's different stages. Some people want to be more prepared before, some people kind of like, after they do it, they kind of like deal with it after that. They're more
figure it out.
Yeah, they're more reactive to it versus proactive. I don't know how to, just if that makes sense what I'm trying to say, but I don't know. Everybody just approaches things differently. And so we all have different ways that we go about living our lives. You have to go things about how we process things. And it just looks different, everybody. Some people want to be super secure and they value security. I mean, I'm sure we all do. I know I value security. I will be spontaneous with a safety net.
Let me tell you.
I still want to make sure I'm not going to be out here homeless. Like, okay, let's just be real.
Yeah.
So I'm not... Yeah, it's not just going out here with just your smile, hopes and dreams, and a happy heart. Like, no, you actually got to have something figured out.
Because they'll chee up and spit you out here.
Spit you right out, and then you're sitting there on your butt like, oh.
Like,
so
wait.
This is the real world.
This is what this look like.
Just, I wasn't ready. She wasn't ready. And then you be like, I need some milk, okay? So
what?
You never heard that thing of like, she needs some milk.
Yes.
We didn't really have to do with that, but I just, okay, whatever. It's okay. So, yeah, but I think we should definitely talk about that soon. So, did we finish talking about all the music that we thought about that was coming out? Do we have anything else that we'd like to talk about? Anything else that anyone would like to say? Because I feel like today's going to be like a shorter episode.
Girl, no, we've been out here forever.
We have not. I'm like, it doesn't ever feel like forever. Everybody else is like, yes, it's been forever. Okay, so anything else anybody would like to say, though?
No. Nah, just let us know your feedback.
Yes, let us know your feedback. Send us your emails. Send us, you know,
ask us questions.
DM us on Instagram. Hopefully we'll make a Twitter. We should make a Twitter here soon.
Yeah.
Let us know if you like our topics. If you have any other feedback, we will read your responses on our episode. Also, I do want to say that eventually we're going to have a segment where we actually play local artists' music. Or not even local, just artist music who want to submit their
like
artwork.
Indie
music, underground music, people who want to get discovered, because we also want to create a platform where you can be heard and we can all get onto radio stations, and I just want to create a space where we can appreciate, you know, people who are artists and want to get their work out there. Real quick, though, I do want to talk about this. Sorry, this is so random. But yesterday, I went to this really dope event. So I didn't know they had a House of Blues here in San Diego, but my cousin actually invited me to come with him. He has his clothing line, and he's actually going to be on the show eventually. But I had this event at the House of Blues in San Diego, and it was the most, like, so he had a table. But it was just such a dope event. Like, there were people there with their art, their pictures, their paintings, their photography. Like, it was just such a dope event. And it was, like, people performing their music. I actually found this, like, artist there that he was Black, too. But his music was so bomb. Okay, I have to plug it later. But, yeah, it was just such a dope event. Like, being around all artists and people who are just creative. I feel like I'm not giving y'all enough information, but this thing is called Raw, and it was just really raw. It was super raw, and I definitely want to go back, and I don't know why I just told y'all about that, because I really have nothing else to say about it except for it was just a great experience, and it was, and I wish that y'all could, like, be a part of it, but no one else is there, so. You'll be back here? Okay, cool. That'll be great. But this event, I mean, I don't know how often it happens, but
Taylor, come to San Diego. Point.
She's supposed to be coming sometime. I feel like Taylor's asleep.
Oh, dang, we lost her too.
Oh, she gone? Dang. She gone. Well, all right, everyone. So we're going to head and wrap up. Because, you know. You said you still stand it. Right, which is us two rocking it out. Right. But yeah, so we will be back. So like I said, just keep on the lookout on our handles and email us, because we love to, you know, have you all's interaction. So she said she keeps saying hello. She's confused. Oh, man.
Oh, darn.
Oh. Well, if she's still on there, then we're just going to say bye to everyone. Okay, anyway, well, we are glad that you all are. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, don't forget to email us, send us some DMs.
We love your participation. We're gonna have some other great, exciting things coming up soon. We're gonna have some other special guests coming on, some other artists, and we're gonna have a lot more in store for you. So we really want to hear your feedback, hear what you think so far, but we will be doing bi-weekly episodes as well. So we look forward to growing, and we just hope that you all are really enjoying our content. And we'll see you next time on the Cake Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Bye, y'all.
Bye.